PAG Core revenue gains 40% through September. Even as it faces dissolution as a casino operator, the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corp., PAGCOR, a government-run entity overseeing the country's casino industry, disclosed a net income of almost 4.86 billion Philippine pesos, 85.3 million United States dollars, for the first three quarters of the year. This marked a substantial increase of 39.7% from the same period in the previous year. Revenue on the rise. For the Q3, as reported in a financial statement published over the weekend, PAGCOR's net income reached 1.89 billion Philippine pesos, 33.28 million United States dollars, reflecting a 16% rise compared to the second quarter of 2023, where it stood at 1.63 billion Philippine pesos, 28.7 million United States dollars. Functioning as both an operator of casinos and the regulatory body for the casino industry in the Philippines, PAGCOR oversees its own casinos under the Casino Filipino brand. The financial data for the 9 months revealed that PAGCOR's revenues amounted to 55.95 billion Philippine pesos, 985.28 million United States dollars, indicating a 32.4% surge from the corresponding period a year earlier. This encompassed 51.66 billion Philippine pesos, 909.7 million United States dollars, generated from gaming operations, marking a 31.9% increase from the previous year. Breaking down the quarterly figures, the aggregate revenue for Q3 was slightly over 19.73 billion Philippine pesos, 347.44 million United States dollars, representing a 6.6% rise from the 18.50 billion Philippine pesos, 325.78 million United States dollars, recorded in the second quarter. Quarterly income from gaming operations reached 17.53 billion Philippine pesos, 308.7 million United States dollars, reflecting a sequential increase of 1.7%. PAGCOR's total expenses during the first 9 months of 2023 totaled just above 18.85 billion Philippine pesos, 331.9 million United States dollars, indicating a 17.2% increase from the same period in the previous year. Significant contributions to the government. The gaming regulator disclosed that it disbursed 32.23 billion Philippine pesos, 567.57 million United States dollars, in civic contributions and taxes during the first 9 months of this year. As mandated by law, PAGCOR gives a minimum of 50% of its gross earnings to the federal government. It also funds a number of community projects, including shelters, food programs, and more. PAGCOR Chairman and CEO Alejandro Tenco previously forecast that the gambling market in the Philippines could potentially generate at least 272.74 billion Philippine pesos, 4.8 billion United States dollars, in annual gross gaming revenue by the end of the year. This figure included gross gaming revenue from both private sector casinos and PAGCOR's own properties.